Well, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner. It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2015, at exactly 2:15 p.m. And there must be something very magical about that. Well, this podcast is about the Mets. So if, like, you're not into the Mets or baseball or philosophy or the way we think about baseball, then, you know, you can just, like, turn this podcast off. And I don't want to hear any complaints because it's been told you up front. That's what we're talking about today. So anyway, I'm reading all this crap about how the Mets crumbled and all the rest of the shit. I don't think the Mets crumbled. I think the Mets decided that they would just let the Royals have the game in the last inning, the 14th inning, because it was kind of getting ridiculous. And, you know, what was coming next was, well, you know, we were willing to sort of let you guys wear out Cologne, because you can't really do that. The guy, it's like this. He has a well of energy, which, well, I guess we kind of know where it does come from. And he's just an amazing player. And finally, the Mets said, you know, well, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, why don't you let him hit the ball? So he did, and they hit it, and they scored a run, and that was that. I don't think Familia, however, well, that might have been delivered too, for all we know. I mean, they might have said to Familia, we want to see what they'll do in the ninth inning if you give them a chance to do something. So he threw a really fat pitch to, now I'm blanking on the guy's name. I will remember his name eventually, okay? I mean, I don't think this is going to be a series like the one with Chicago. Well, it already isn't a series like that. But I think the Mets, quite possibly, were just sort of learning about the Royals. And so, I mean, you really think that both Conforto and Cespedes missed that ball in the first inning? No. I mean, you know, these are both incredibly good fielders, and they're not going to miss that by accident. They wanted to see what the Royals would do if they had a distracting play as the first thing that happened in the damn game. And it worked. I mean, basically, it totally distracted everybody. It was all the sports announcers could talk about. We weren't really counting the number of times they talked about the quote-unquote inside-the-park home run, which was really anything but that. No, they just kept talking about it, and the Mets were watching very carefully. And you can expect that they will use all the information that they got last night in all the remaining games that still remain to be played in this World Series. Now, I'm calling for the Mets to win in five. As you probably know, I called for the Mets to win in four before, but that was before they lost game one, which now we know the outcome there. Obviously, the correct answer is Mets in five. And so it's a big deal. We get five games. Really, we'll be worn out by the end of it. And the Mets will have a parade down Broadway, and then we can go all complain about the Knicks for a while. And that will be New York sports. And the Mets will have, no matter what, have beaten, philosophically beaten, the New York Yankees, a team whose name I have to pause before saying because, well, I have to do a religious ritual that cleanses me in advance of saying their name. But it doesn't matter, really, if the Mets win or lose the World Series. I just want to be clear up front, because what really counts, I mean, the only thing that really counts in baseball is the National League pennant. Because the American League's not a real league. So, you know, whatever happens here, this is almost like, what were we going to say? It's almost like an exhibition. You know, what would happen if the American League were a real league? Well, that's roughly what you'll be seeing in the next few days. So, it ought to be interesting. I'm very happy for the Mets. It's great, good humor. Well, great humor isn't really a phrase, is it? It's good humor is what the Mets are exhibiting. And, as always, fantastic philosophy. Just really superior philosophy, interoperable philosophy, universal and and quite applicable. It's application philosophy, not theoretical so much, because, well, that's what the Mets do. So, anyway, hopefully we'll have another interesting game tonight, and the Mets may do some more probing and exploring, in which case it'll be Mets in six. So, here we go. Let's go Mets. Bye-bye.